From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Josh Nolan and the gang, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 512th live performance. Thank you. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, Josh Nolan. Josh, Yeah. Josh has combined his musical background of dance halls, bar hopping fill-ins, and fireside jams with his experience as a blue-collar, small-town, restless soul, and he creates music that is more than heartfelt. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Josh Nolan.
Sister Mercy, I collapse in your arms. If you'll be the one to hurt me and keep me away from all harm, well, I know I've been lazy, but look where I want you to hold me, 'cause I won't know how it feels to know that you've sinned. And maybe things would be different if I wasn't out here on my own. Even the devil was an angel for who lost his home. I've been drunk like the moon, stumbling around through the night, saving my dreams for the girls who won't sleep, and coming down hard when I've wasted my life. Well, if I'm going out, I'm going out with a bang. It's not all that different to die for a cause than not knowing you've died in vain. Maybe things would be different if I wasn't out here on my own. Even the devil was an angel.
Gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the associate producer of Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is Mr. Josh Nolan, and he's here with a band, and as if you can't tell already, this is not a solo acoustic show this evening. Josh is from Stanton, Kentucky. I know that, but I don't know where the rest of the bandmates are from.
Yeah, I'm Ryan, I'm playing keys, and I'm from Jackson, Kentucky. It's just right down the road from Stanton. I'm living here now, though.
I'm Riley, I play guitar, and I'm from Georgetown.
My name's Malin.
Oh.
I'm Malin, I live here in Lexington, and I play bass.
I'm Josh, I'm from Richmond, and I play drums and percussion.
And you all do what you do so well. I know you all are sort of restrained you know, you're used to playing out loud and playing full out in bars and whatnot. When bands come in here and can do it the way you guys are doing it, you know, holding back a little bit,
sure,
and still capture the essence of the music, it's a pretty special thing. Really nice, yeah, really nice. All right, so Josh, you're from the Eastern Kentucky area.
Stanton.
Of Stanton, yep. Near the Red River Gorge. And I was just talking with Ed, our producer, earlier. I'm not sure if I can remember when we had a player who grew up a minute away from the gorge. Were you raised, born and raised right there?
Yeah, I've lived a few times, but there's a bit of a tether that comes with being born in East Kentucky.
So,
a bad one, but a tether.
Tell us about your raising in music, especially.
Well, strangely enough, there's not a lot of music in my family. Daddy played a radio, I think is how the song goes.
That takes some skill.
It takes some skill. Most of the music came from my father. He always listened to music. He would sit in the basement, I remember, and just all night long. And, you know, Mom would leave and go upstairs and put her pillows over her head or whatever. You know, he would sing, like, John Cougar songs, Sing Me to Sleep with, like, John Cougar and things like that. And Mom, I think being from Eastern Kentucky means that you're involved with music somehow, but none of them played. And Mom would sing, and she would sing, you know, old hymn, that Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And she would sing me to sleep that way. Funny thing, I had an uncle. His name was Millard, but they called him Cheerio. And for the first, like, 12 years of my life, I thought the lyrics were Swing Low, Sweet Cheerio. And it turns out that's not it. Took your town.
I love that, recalling tunes from my kidhood and what I thought the lyrics were. Mine was, there was a tune called Groovin' on a Sunday Afternoon. Okay. And I was sure that the song was for me as a kid, and I thought it was Kool-Aid on a Sunday afternoon.
Which sounds much more refreshing. I won't tell who, because she'll get angry, but the Bee Gees song, Tragedies, she thought maybe it said crack your knees, which I guess maybe could have been a dance. I don't
know. Are you kidding me? Chelsea really thought that?
Well, it wasn't Chelsea, but we'll blame it on her. We'll give it to Chelsea.
Chelsea is Josh's sister, and I bent her ear before the show while Josh was warming up. She bent mine, actually. Yeah, told me a little bit about growing up in Powell County.
Got my boots on tight, my head on straight. Check my hair in the rearview mirror as I pulled into her driveway. I can feel her in my soul. She looks like rock and roll. She sounds like Mr. Coltrane's saxophone. She's solid as a stone, drenched in beauty to the bone. She's all I want. She's all I need. Everybody had their cars backed up and they were playing guitar. It's just a bunch of kids, really. They all left before we did. We left, we smell like backseat leather. Turn around and drove out of the reservoir. Singing, this is what we are. This is what we are. This is what we are. Sways by the screen door slams down by the river, holding my hand way up past where the woods got heavy. It all dried up, woman made it to the levee. If I knew you any better, I would kiss you, wiping off your makeup with a wadded up tissue, smearing her mascara on the shoulder of my sweater. Maybe if I kissed her, then I know her better. Smoking cigarettes and skating by the marquee sign, 17 and stealing daddy's strawberry wine, making out on the bus coming back from state, hoping and praying that she wouldn't be late. Both of us were laying there scared to death.
death. All I can remember is you were crying, I was crying. We were saying, I got you and you got me. Yeah. There's no place I'd rather be. Singing, I got you and you got me. Yeah. There's no place I'd rather be. I'd rather be. Got my boots on tight, my head on straight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This song, this next one's called Till the Words Run Out.
There's no way to fight, so you dance.
So you cite some of the bands that your dad listened to as influences of yours. I'm thinking Springsteen, and I'm not thinking of sort of Born in the USA Springsteen. I'm thinking more like E Street band Springsteen, that's maybe the second tune you did, or maybe even the first tune you did.
I'm sure it's in there for all of them.
Yeah. Is that the period of Springsteen that you really liked?
The Darkness on the Edge of Town, all the way, you know, to the beginning, to Wild Menace and the E Street Shuffle. That's like my favorite era. I mean, I forget people can't see my fists when I raise them in the air on the radio, but the early bits, I love it all. He can do no wrong in my eyes, but yeah, definitely the first 3-4 records are my thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then you also mentioned in the more current vein, you mentioned Wilco. I don't know if we call Wilco current anymore or not. They've been around for so long. But that was a Wilco thing that happened in that last tune, which I really
like. I should have maybe warned people about that. I should have maybe warned a few people that was about that.
No, that would spoil it. It was great.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Josh Nolan and the gang. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.